Matt, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much.
The Carnegie has a project underway that's new to me and sounds really unusual and interesting. You're calling this the inaugural season for the Carnegie Community Supported Art Project, and it is, surprisingly, inspired by community-supported agricultural initiatives.
It is.
What's going on?
So it's a program that was initiated by a group in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis Springboard for the Arts. And at its core, at its essence, it's an edition of artists' work. So it's a small portfolio. The innovation there in what they did in Minneapolis is they adopted the language and the approach and the style of community-supported agriculture, which is something I think people are more familiar with in this day and age, which is, you know, you buy into a share of a small farm or a community garden, and then you kind of reap whatever the harvest is. In that situation, you are reaping peppers and tomatoes and greens and those sorts of things. In this case, you're reaping art made by local artists. So all of the language that you use about sustainability and keeping things local and regional can apply to art. And in this case, that's what they're doing here. And the idea that it's connecting collectors with artists and artists with collectors is another piece of the sustainability part. So at that point, the Carnegie kind of steps aside from that. And hopefully what happens is these collectors who are buying these boxes start to follow the work of these artists. Also, one of the other ways that we constructed the box was it would be relatively unusual for any one collector in Cincinnati or the greater Cincinnati area to own a piece by each of these nine artists. So hopefully we're making new introductions here and that the artists are meeting new collectors and the collectors are meeting new artists.
Well, who are some of the artists involved?
Well, we tried to approach it as if I was curating like a small exhibition in a box. So it's nine artists and we really wanted to get a nice cross section of people at different points in their careers, people of different backgrounds and geographies, as well as different approaches to making art, so different materials and media. So we selected nine artists that we think do that, that do have a cross-section, and also are not necessarily people who have exhibited at the Carnegie. Some are people who have exhibited a lot at the Carnegie. So we really wanted to make it, like a small exhibition.
Well, just to make it clear, these works are in multiple editions, so
correct.
Each box is the same.
Not necessarily the same, but yes, the same artists. So we invited nine artists to each make 50 works. And when you buy a share, you get a box that contains nine pieces of art, one from each artist. Some of the artists are making works that are in serial, so in repetition. Some of the artists are making relatively unique works or making the same piece and then altering them in different ways. So you're not necessarily going to get the exact same box as the person right next to you, but you'll get the exact same artist, the same number of works, and something that is very consistent in style and approach.
What about the proceeds? How will they be distributed?
There's a small amount of profit there for the Carnegie, which we are planning to use for the next CSA. It's sort of a break-even proposition. The idea is that we are providing support to the artists, so the artists are paid up front. It's not speculative. The artists don't get paid based on the number of shares that were sold. They get paid up front, which is, I think, helpful to a lot of artists where it's not making work and then hoping something happens with it. So while the per unit cost of the artist's work is relatively low, at the same time, it's a known quantity and they can manage their labor appropriately however they see fit. So a lot of the upfront cost is paying the artists, and then we also try to do some nice packaging with that, and then whatever we make off of that will seed the next project. So the idea is it kind of keeps paying forward.
What was the response from the artists when you went to them with this idea?
Overwhelmingly positive. In fact, we have artists lined up to do the next one. You know, we will announce those artists at our harvest party on July 18th.
Tell us about the harvest party.
On July 18th at the Carnegie, 6 to 8 p.m., we will be having a harvest party, which is where the people who bought shares are going to come commingle with the artists and pick up their shares. And it's really where they get to find out what's in the box.
But they don't know until they open the box.
Correct. They know the artists. They don't necessarily know all the work that's in there. Yes.
So it's like Christmas in July.
Exactly.
Well, I'm also interested in the response of the public. Have the boxes gone fast?
They've gone very fast. Yes. We are sold out.
Well, there's always a lot going on at the Carnegie. What else is happening at the galleries this summer?
The Carnegie in the summer is relatively slow. We don't do a tremendous amount of programming in the summer, but we kick off our season in September, and our season runs basically September through to the spring. And so we have a lot of really exciting exhibitions happening.
Have you announced them yet?
Yes, we have.
Well, tell us what's happening in September.
We have a wonderful exhibition curated by Mary Heider, who has put together a show, a group exhibition of 19 artists that looks at works by artists who are dealing with some sort of difficulty. The show is called With or Without, and the subtitle is Challenges. So it's artists who are using their art to work through some sort of challenge, whether that's a life challenge or something physical, something mental, something emotional. So it's artists dealing with issues, personally dealing with issues. And it yields some really exciting and powerful work.
Well, you've been exhibitions director there at the Carnegie for, I think, about a year now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's different about being there as compared to your former position as director of Visionaries and Voices?
There's quite a bit of similarity, just in the sense that I feel very connected to community in both spaces. What I have now is more of a curatorial role. I'm organizing exhibitions that should make sense for the community where the Carnegie is in Covington. And that's what I'm excited about doing there, and connecting with artists and organizing those shows. With Visionaries and Voices, you know, I had a director role, so that was a lot of bureaucracy, as well as the wonderful part of like getting to know the artists who are at Visionaries and Voices. And the connection there is fantastic, because I'm now able to show some of those artists in the Carnegie. So it all feels like a continuum. It's the art world, and it's Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, so it all feels connected.
We've been talking with Matt Distel, Exhibitions Director for the Carnegie Galleries in Covington. For a link to more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.
You had better forget him, him with his nose in the air. He has you dancing on a string. Break it and he won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear?